world-renowned researcher Dr. Janet Niemeyer. She'll be leading John F. Butzer Center, the John F. Butzer Center for Research and Innovation, on behalf of Mary Freebed, this new sports, this new opportunity for you to, well, I trust, practice what you love to do and want to do. So, Dr. Niemeyer, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell
Thanks
me about,
for having us.
You're welcome.
On.
Tell me about you.
So I was formerly at the Carolinas Medical Center in Charlotte and met Dr. Butzer at a conference. And we had very similar interests as far as people with disabilities and helping them improve their quality of life. Mm-hmm. The more we talked, the more it sounded like a great idea.
And half a step before that, your expertise is in research?
Yes, research, and as well, I'm a clinician, so I'm what they call a clinician researcher. I have specific expertise in working with folks who have brain injury as well as spinal cord injury.
Board-certified rehab psychologist?
That is correct.
Awesome. So, you took on a challenge and you moved up to Snowland.
Mm-hmm. I did. I had a youthful background in Idaho, where my family had a little snow place in Sun Valley. And so we had nice winters, and I like snow.
Your role then, Dr. Niemeyer, is to lead this center?
Yes, our staff and grow the staff and our diverse, hopefully, funding base for support of our research, all of which is geared toward improving life and functional status of persons with a variety of illnesses and injuries.
John F. Butzer Center for Research and Innovation, are you located within Mary Freebed?
We are, and we're in the professional office building on the, I guess, the right side of that long complex.
What's your focus?
Our focus, again, is to improve function and quality of life. That's the overarching. At times, the journey to that looks like it starts at the lab, but we always work toward translating anything we find to helping others. And that's going to be our ongoing focus and message.
Will there be original research?
Yes, all of it is. It varies. And again, I think the diversity of our focus within our larger goals, we all have kind of different and complementary expertise, and that's going to grow. Part of my charge is to grow the department, so recruit talented people to join us.
More into what you're doing. Dozens of research projects are underway. Inpatient rehab, what's happening?
We are partnering with some of the inpatient therapists to improve exercise, make exercise, which is very therapeutic, more a part of the daily lives, particularly of people with spinal cord injury. And so we work very hard with the clinicians and have graduated persons to the outpatient side with that focus, so that the Y, for instance, Mary Freebed Y, is a setting for one of those encouragements.
What about orthotics and prosthetics?
We have not particularly started anything yet, but we do have a special type of exercise cycle that's now, and that's a grant-funded project at the Y, and people are enjoying that. It's really intensifies the exercise, so I consider that kind of a prosthetic because it helps people participate more comprehensively.
And a very well-regarded wheelchair and adaptive sports program, I know you have.
Yes, absolutely. Basketball, all kinds of things, tennis, children and adults.
Can you go through some research examples for us?
That would be my own or both mine and others. Okay. Yes, we have a study right now that is a multi-center study, including RIC or Shirley Ryan of Chicago, addressing whether stepping more in gait training for people with stroke improves their function after stroke. That's a whole idea of intensity of workouts during therapy. In addition, I'm involved right now in development of a home video program for persons with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And this, we hope, will start a pattern of transitioning people to a way to have more treatment in a somewhat fragmented outpatient services sector. As well, I'm hoping to work on one of those for people with neglect or right or left visual inattention after stroke, another home program they can just pop in, download, and practice themselves within their home. We also have done some more molecular lab-based studies, and that's kind of in progress right now, looking at hormones, both reproductive and stress hormones, and how those, when a person has a traumatic brain injury, how those may affect the recovery from traumatic brain injury, but also how that TBI affects the hormones, which are very instrumental for us to live day to day. Finally, very interested in factors contributing to burden for caregivers of persons with disabling disease or injury, and how we can alleviate that. There are so many caregivers that they're largely people that step up, not paid, and it's increasingly difficult for them in terms of shorter lengths of stay in the hospital, and there's an expectation to just do it.
Yes.
We're not born caregivers.
No, but
that expectation's important. Dr. Niemeyer, who are you currently collaborating with?
We have collaborations all around the country, and as well some international collaborations. We have currently got either papers or planning of research with University of Michigan, Ohio State, Virginia Commonwealth University, and some persons in the Neuroscience Institute in Italy, Milan, Italy, that we're working with as well.
Yeah, you may want that assignment this time of year.
For the pizza.
Oh, I like that. Shoes. How long have you been here?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I work fast.
Yeah, and that's good. They get you on the radio fast, too.
Uh-huh.
More facts about this center, if you would, please.
Yes, I am still learning about how many wonderful things they do, but the Center for Research was actually created only a few years ago in 2014, and in close collaboration with Michigan State University. As well, I now have collaborations with University of Michigan and the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehab, and so that we're going to be building that relationship as well and doing many more things with them. And Dr. Butzer was the chief medical officer at Mary Freebed for 29 years, yes, and led the center until just recently, and I'm honored that he selected me to assume this wonderful role, and I'm glad that he's kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's not going to fade away. He's going to provide us with his emeritus wisdom.
Keep his office,
yeah.
Right? Tell me about your family.
My family is nearby. I have a daughter in Detroit and a granddaughter. I have another daughter in Nova Scotia. And my parents were both from Idaho and California, so... Yeah.
Before our microphones were turned on, you've done some running?
I have. I'm an avid runner. Found it, sort of discovered it after my second child, and so been going for quite a while.
All right. Well, there's the Gazelle Girl Half Marathon, the 5th Third Riverbank Run, which now has a new name, so we'll get you hooked up.
Oh, please.
Yep. How do we find out more about the John F. Butzer Center, please, Dr. Niemeyer?
Well, I was just talking about that with this gentleman here, and this is...
Freebed.com.
MaryFreebed.com. We're going to work up a sort of an e-blast or a weekly to bi-monthly notice of not only what we're doing and what we're planning, but eventually adding some wisdom, did you know type of things, to show how the research isn't just in a little ivory tower. It's actually exist to build on what we can do for others.
Thank you very much. Welcome to West Michigan.
Thank you.